Bezros Hashem v'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moyer of Davisi ben Rav Yosef. Unfortunately, there were two terror attacks in Eretz Yisrael, which should try also have the learning should be for Zuchus for a four Shlema for Elchanan ben Livnat and Chaim Nachum ben Fega Rivka. four Shlema to them. And Kadosh Baruch Hu should protect all of Achenu B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael and here, everywhere. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Chav Tes. We left off at the very bottom of Chav Ches Amid Beis at the two dots. We sort of started the two dots, but let's go back to it again. Good morning to Chana Chenech, to David Yeshua, to Avi, Dr. Joe, Yitzhak Yosef, Rav Eliezer Dov, Chaim, and Svika. Says the Gemara. The Mishnah had said, there's one case, if a guy says that he wants these trees to be hektish until they are uprooted, so then even if they survive the wind and you redeem them, so once you redeem them, they're going to become hektish right away again. That's what the Gemara says. Hare natiyas ha'ilu karban ad she'iktatu. So then, if that's your language, then ein lam pidyon. You can't redeem them. Ask the Gemara, Ula Olam? What, there's such a thing that's holy forever? Everything from Betek HaBayis you're allowed to redeem. So why can't you redeem this? Amar Barpada, Pida'an, Chozos V'Kochos. Barpada says, since you said that this is going to be hektish until the trees are uprooted, even if you redeem them, then they become holy again. They're going to come back and be holy again. Pda'an chozen v'kochos, pda'an chozen v'kochos, ad sheyiktitzu, until you chop them down. Niktitzu, once the trees get chopped down, podan pamachas v'dayo. So Barpada holds, even if you designated that the Kedusha should be until they are chopped down, even after they're chopped down, the Kedusha doesn't run away by itself automatically. You have to redeem it after it's cut down. So if a person makes something holy up until a certain time, that just means that it's going to be holy even if you redeem it before that time. But after that time, you have to redeem it and then it loses its kedusha. That's Barpada's point. Barpada's chiddush is that by certain things, hektish doesn't leave the status of an object without anything. You have to redeem it and then it leaves. But even if you set up till a certain time, it doesn't automatically leave. You have to redeem it. That's Barpada. Ula Amar, and Ula disagrees and says, no, if I make something hektish up until a certain time, the Kedusha leaves that thing by itself. I say, this thing is hektish for a month. After a month, I don't have to redeem it. It loses its Kedusha by itself. That's the Machlokas, Barpada and Ula. Ula Amar, Kevich Niktitsu, Shuv Ein Podan. No, once they get cut down, you don't have to redeem them. The same Machlokas would apply to this bottle of water. If I would say this bottle of water is hektish for a month, can I do that? Sounds like they both say you can do that, but Barpada says after a month you have to redeem it. And Ula says, no, once the month is over, you don't have to redeem it anymore. It's done. It was hektish for a month.
Is there any other thing where Kedusha expires at a given time?
That's the one Gemara is going to talk about, so let's see. So Amale Rav Hamnuna, So Rav Hamnuna asked Ula Yitzchak's Kasha, Yitzchak Yosef's Kasha, how do you have such a thing? If it was real Kedusha, where did it go? If it really had something that really has Kedusha, Sefer Torah, you can't say, I want the Sefer Torah to be Kedusha for a year, but after that, it's not. What do you mean? Sefer Torah has Kedusha because it has Kedusha. Hektish is hektish. How do you get rid of the Kedusha? How do you do such a thing? Kedusha Sheben Lahechan Halcha. And Rav Hamnuna continues to support his kasha. Let's talk about marriage. Can you marry somebody for a week? We'll change the whole situation of marriage. People marry each other for a few days, try it out. We're getting married for a week. What, can you give a girl a ring and say, I want to be married for you for today, but for tomorrow we're no longer married. Does that work? Me nafka below get? Would such a marriage work? Would she go out without a get? No, she'd be married. Says the Gemara, Amali Rava. Rava said to Rav Hamnuna, how can you compare the case of marriage to a case of making something hektish to the Beis HaMikdash. Mi kamadamis, kedushas damim l'kedushas haguf. How could you compare the kedusha of money to the kedusha of a body? Kedushas damim paka b'chdi. Maybe Ula holds that something that only has monetary kedusha, like the kedusha of Beit HaKavayis, its value, it's holy. So that you could suspend it only for a month. It could leave after a month without anything. But kedusha guf lo paka b'chdi. But a woman is, her body is mikudeshes. So then it doesn't go out with nothing. So maybe that's the chilek. So Abai disagrees with this distinction. Amalei Abai, kedushas haguf lo paka b'chdi. You mean to tell me that there's no example of kedushas haguf that it will end with nothing? It could just be for a certain amount of time and then it ends by itself? V'hatanya, but I'll show you in a bright, it's not true. Fascinating case. Shor zeh ola kol shloshim yom. A guy goes over to his ox and he says, I want this ox to be a carbon ola for 30 days. Ula'acha shloshim yom shlamim. And he continues and says, after 30 days, I want the kedusha in this animal to change from being a carbon ola to being a carbon shlamim. Now that's kedushas haguf of the animal. What do we say? The halacha is kol shloshim yom ola ula'acha shloshim yom shlamim. If you would be makriv of this animal within the first 30 days, then it has a status of an ola. If you'd be makriv of it 45 days in, it has a status of a shlamim. So you see the kedushas haguf of the animal changed, and you see that the first kedushas haguf ended, and the second one began. It ended with nothing. Right? Kedusha Shlamim is lighter than the Kedusha of Ola. Ola's Kachim Kachim. And the Kohanim don't eat anything. Shlamim is Kachim Kalim. And only the limbs get brought on the Mizbech, but the rest gets eaten for the Kohanim. And the Bailam can eat some stuff also. So you see, the Kedusha has to leave. Even though in this case it went from a higher Kedusha to a lighter Kedusha, the same thing would apply from a lighter Kedusha to a higher Kedusha. Same thing applies. Amai, Kedusha Guf Ninu, Upaka Bichdi. So yet you see. So therefore, Abaye tells Rava, how could you tell me that only Kedusha's Dumim stops by itself, but Kedusha's Guf doesn't stop by itself? You see over here that when it comes to Kedusha's Guf, it does die by itself, says the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, no. Hacha b'mayaskina, no. This is not, Rava will answer you. Rava will answer you. Or Ula will answer you. Right, the Mefarish has the gears to hear, Amalach Ula. Right, it's a kash against Ula. Ula will answer you, no. Really, Kedushas Aguf does not go out with nothing. And Kedushas Damim goes out with nothing. Here we're talking about a case where the guy didn't say this animal is going to be kadosh as an actual carbon ola or an actual carbon shlamim. It means the value of this animal will be used to a carbon. I'm going to sell the animal and use the money to buy a carbon. You don't want the kedusha on the animal to be kedusha zaguf, only kedusha's damim. You didn't say that it should be a carbon. You said that its money will be used for a carbon. And therefore, it goes away after 30 days. But Kedushas HaGuf, that would not go out by itself. Ask the Gemara, wait a minute, if you tell me this price is only talking about Kedushas Damim, that's not true. Because there's another case in the Seifa. Ihachi Ema Seifa. If you tell me the whole price is just talking about a monetary Kedusha, not a Kedusha Zaguf, how are you going to say the Seifa? Look at the Seifa of the Brisa. What's the Seifa of the Brisa? Le'achar Shloshim Yom Ola. Guy goes over one of his oxen and he says, I want this ox to be an Ola after 30 days. Ume Akshav Shlamim. But now, for the next 30 days, I want it to be a Shlamim. So he says it a little bit backwards. It should be an ola after 30 days and a shlamim for the first 30 days. So what's the difference? So the halacha is, now the Brisa doesn't seem to say what the halacha is. We'll come back to this in a minute. But the Gemara is assuming that it's the same story. namely, that it's a shlamim for the first 30, and after 30 it becomes an ola. Now, why do you need this case also? The same as the first case. Why do you need the second case? Says Gemara, Iyam b'shlama chad b'kedushas aguf, v'chad b'kedushas damim. If you say the reason why we needed two cases is because one is a case of where you actually made the animal kadosh, and even there it stops by itself, and the other one is kedushas damim. So then I understand why I need both. That's why I need two cases. One of them to teach me that the kedushas damim leaves, and one of them teaching me the kedushas aguf leaves. I might have thought the Kedushas HaGuf does not end by itself. Kedushas Damim Paka Bechti. If you only had one case, you would say, oh, that's by Kedushas Damim. That's where it goes out by itself. But Kedushas HaGuf doesn't. That's why I need two cases. Oh. So you see that this seems to be a proof that even Kedushas HaGuf ends by itself. Ask the Gemara. So this is Abaye's kash against Rava. This is Abaye's rai against Rava. Your distinction between Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Aguf is not a good distinction. You see from here that both Kedushas Damim and Kedushas Aguf, both of them, end by themselves. El Iyamris, E divide Kedushas Damim. If you say both cases are Kedushas Damim, Lama Lili Mistei Tarte, then why do I need two? Why do I need two cases? Hashta yesh lomar b'kedusha chamur l'kedusha kala paka. If they're both kedushas damim, so if you tell me from a more serious kedusha leaves by itself to a light kedusha b'kedusha kala kedusha chamur tzricha l'neimar, do I need a case to tell me that from a light kedusha to a more serious kedusha it leaves? If a strict kedusha leaves for a lighter kedusha, kala chomer, a lighter kedusha leaves for a stricter kedusha. So you see here a machlokas. Rav and Abaye had to understand this. But according to Abaye, even Kedushas HaGuf is Paka Bechdi. Oh, so the Gemara says, Lema Tevet Yifta de Bar Pada, Dama Lo Paka Kedusha Bechdi. Bar Pada was the one who said that a Kedusha, so from this Brisa, it sounds like all Kedusha leaves by itself. So we're back to the question against Bar Pada. This Brisa seems to be a clear eye against Bar Pada. Bar Pada was the one who said, if I make something hektish up until it gets cut off, after it gets cut off, I have to redeem it. Why do you have to redeem it? You said it's only hektish till then. You see the Kedushas Paka Bechdi. So we're back to Akash against Bar Pada. How come he said you have to redeem it after the Ketzitza? Answers the Gemara, no. This Brisa does not mean that Kedusha goes off by itself. Amrav Papa, we have to read this brisa differently. Amrav Papa, Amalach Bar Pada, Bar Pada will answer you, Hachi Ka Amar. No! This is what the brisa means. Really, the brisa only means Kedushas Damim is Paka Bechdi. Why do you need two cases? The second case in the brisa is teaching you something different. Imlo Amar Me Akshav Shlamin. Right. If a person says, I want this ox to be an ola after 30 days, the chiddush is that you are able to suspend the carbon ola until after 30 days. If you didn't say me'ach shav shlamim, you just said, I want this animal to be an ola after 30 days. La'achash shloshim yom ola have. So then, it becomes an ola after 30 days. How? Midi dahave, just like it can suspend marriage. You give a girl a ring and say, you know what, I want to just wait, you know, I want to marry you, but I need a few days to get some stuff together, so I want the marriage to be chal in 30 days. The halacha is, she's mekudeshes, even if she already spent the money on the ice cream, you give her $10, and you say, I want to be mekadesh with the $10 after this. She already spent the $10 after 30 days. V'afal pishin is achlo amos. Even though the money is no longer there, demekudeshes, abishan zachlamos. Oh, so that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. However, it's only kedushin after 30 days. It's only a carbon ola after 30 days. If you didn't then say, me'achshav shlamim. However, if you say me'achshav shlamim, then the ola cannot be chal after 30 days. Because once the kedusha of shlamim sets in on the object, it does not revert to a carbon ola. It does not go. Because kedusha does not go out by itself. So kedusha does not go out by itself. And there's no difference between kedusha chamur and kedusha kala. Even kedusha kala does not go out by itself. And even if there's another kedusha afterward that's going to be more chamur, the lighter kedusha does not leave. And even if you said hareze ola first after 30 days, and then you said it should be shlamim now, still, the shlamim is what counts, and the shlamim never leaves. Since toch kedei dibur of the hekdesh of the ola, you said me'achshav shlamim, the kedusha of shlamim is chal and never leaves, and there's no room for the kedusha of the ola to be chal. Hold on, so what was the case of the ratio? What was the case of the ratio?
Where it went down.
What was the case of the ratio? Shor ze ola kol shloshim yom. Ula acha shloshim yom shlamim. So the halacha is then it switches, no?
Yeah.
So how come over there it does switch? That I don't have. I have to think about that. But the Gemara seems to say that no, Kedushas HaGuf really does not go out b'chidi. So the Kedushas is only chal after 30 days if you suspend it but you didn't do anything before it. But if you said me'achshav shlamim, so the Kedusha of the Ola can't be chal. Ask the Gemara, Pshita. Understand, obviously, that's obvious that you could be makdir something for after 30 days. That's obvious. Why do I need a separate case to tell me that I could suspend Kedusha for after 30 days? Obviously, just like we said by marriage. Of course you could suspend Kedusha after it says, Gemara lo tzricha dahadar bay. No, the chiddush of that case is, right, the chiddush of that case is if you change your mind. So let's say I want to make this thing hektish after 30 days. And I don't say me'achshav shlamim. I just say I want this to be an ola after 30 days. And then 15 days in, you change your mind. Oh, I decide I want it to be an ola anymore. Can you back out? Says the Gemara, no, you cannot back out. Once you designate it as an ola after 30 days, you can't back out. You already put it into motion. You said hareze ola, that's it. You can't back out.
So if you worked the animal, are you over ma'ila?
No, not till after 30 days. If you worked it at 15, you wouldn't. No, the kedusha doesn't devolve on it till after 30 days. But you can't, that train, you can't stop it from coming. If you worked it now, you wouldn't violate anything. No, it's just only if you worked it after 30 days. Says the Gemara, Hanich l'man d'armar eina chozeres. Says the Gemara, this is an old machlokas in Kedushin between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Here's the case. Gentlemen, I go over to a girl and I say, I want to marry you. I'm giving you a marriage now that the marriage should be chal after 30 days. And then the girl goes and accepts Kedushin from somebody else after 15 days. Does the second Kedushin work? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Hani Chalamanda Amar Eina Choseris. This is Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Kedushin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. As far as marriage is concerned, let's say, right, the girl accepts a marriage for after 30 days, and then she goes and accepts marriage from somebody else. She finds a better guy 15 days in. Reish Lakish says, "Too bad, the Kedushin is not Chal, because you already accepted yourself a marriage for after 30 days, so you can't now. You're booked." You're already booked for her, for him, so you can't take from somebody else. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, she can back out. And the second marriage is chal, according to Rabbi Yochanan. The The second marriage is chal. Right, the Gemara discusses asi dibur mevatel dibur. Rish Lakish says lo asi dibur mevatel dibur. You can't back out. Rabbi Yochanan says you can back out. So Gemara says it's the same machlokas. So hanich lemandar ein chozeres. So to tell me that the chiddush is that you can't back out, that makes sense according to Rish Lakish, who says over there that you can't back out of the marriage. El lemandar according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says over there that you can back out of the marriage, you can back out of this also. So what's the chiddush of the case that you can suspend it there after 30 days? You can back out. El madam chozeres, Michael, remember, what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara. Afilu madam hasam chozeres, even quote Rabbi Yochanan who says, by a marriage you can back out. Hocha shiny. Even the opinion that says that by marriage you can back out. If a man marries a girl for after 30 days, she could then accept kedushin of somebody else. Rabbi Yochanan says she can accept kedushin. Rabbi Yochanan would agree that in this case, if I make something a carbon for after 30 days, I cannot back out. What's the difference between marriage and a carbon? Says the Gemara. Hacha shiny, here it's different. Da ami rasal legavoa kemisi rasal lehejot. Because there's a special halacha by a carbon. Once you designate something by a carbon, it can never back out. Ami rasal legavoa kemisi rasal lehejot. Once you set something up as a carbon, nothing can reverse that. Nothing can reverse it. It's like I gave it over. Dibor, when it comes to Beis HaMikdash, is like already giving you something when it comes to a regular person. And therefore, you can't back out. Let's try to figure out that thing that I had a problem with. Why doesn't the beginning of that Brisa, the Gemara is proving from this case, from the second part of the Brisa, that Hektish is low paka bech, that Hektish is paka bechidi. Sure is that Ola kol shloshim yom ulach shloshim yom shlamim. So it says kol shloshim yom Ola ulach shloshim yom shlamim. So the Gemara said, "You said l'dmei." Oh, maybe. Oh, no. I understand. I got it. I'm sorry. I figured it out. Right. The Gemara said. No, the Gemara said this talking about only where it's l'dmei. So the Gemara thought, oh, but from the second case, you see that's Kedusha Gros. The Gemara says, no, they're all Ledmei. They're all Ledmei. So if it's for Damim, yeah, so then of course you could redeem it. It's not a problem. The first half is Ledmei, and the second half is teaching you that you could even suspend it after 30. I think that's the answer. Right, the Gemara thought, well, one was Ledmei, one was Kedusha Gros. The Gemara says, no. Barpada will tell you that the Sefer is talking about where you just suspended the Kedusha. The first half is talking about L'dmei. And the second half is talking about where you suspended it for after 30 days. And then you said Me'achshav Shlamim. If you didn't say Me'achshav Shlamim, then you could suspend it for 30 days. And if you said Me'achshav Shlamim, then you cannot suspend it for 30 days. Okay. We'll stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day, and hope to see you, I guess, on Tuesday morning.